Darius was adopted from the Illinois child welfare system when he was 8 years old. He came into the child welfare system when he was one, and his adoptive family was his 9th placement. Darius and his adoptive mother, Melinda, discussed some of their first memories of meeting each other.
So I remember the first time that we saw your picture when we were going through the matching thing, and you had these huge smile and really, really bright eyes that were just so gleaming. And we were real excited to meet you. And we had to go through a little bit of a process before we get to that point. But when we showed up at the group home where you were living, do you remember this? You were really timid and you didn't want to be with us outside of the group home. And so they made a special arrangement for us to have a room where you could talk to us and get to know us. And we had to go through a while of visiting with you in the group home before you felt comfortable. And then we would walk down the street together, and slowly over a month or so, we got to the point where we could go on an activity. Do you remember when you first met us?
Not really. All I remember is just, I don't know, we were playing a game or something, and I was super shy. And then, you know, I was timid because I didn't know who you guys were, why you guys were there, other than there was a family day. But other than that, I don't really remember it.
So what do you think has been one of the most challenging parts of being part of our family and coming in when you were 70 years old?
Not really understanding, like, why you guys weren't my parents, my original parents, and just, like, understanding the whole concept of being, you know, brought into the foster care system and then being adopted, and like why my mom couldn't take care of me, and you know, why am I here, you know, when other kids are with their families. Those are, you know, questions that I think about even now, you know, like why that I just haven't had the chance to ask my mom. So,
and we've recently reconnected with your mother. And in fact, your brother has made the decision to live with your mom. How do you feel about having two moms in your lives now?
It's for me, you know, I have my birth mom, you know, and we have connected with her, and which has been, you know, it's been more calming than I would have expected, because, you know, I would have thought I would have had a lot more anger. But and then I have you as my mom that raised me pretty much. I don't see anything wrong with it, just knowing that I know who my mom is, not my real mom, but I call you mom because you're the one that raised me, just supported me, you know, since pretty much I was young. So I don't really see any problems with having two moms. I think it's kind of unique, actually, because I actually had a mom that helped me find my mom, which is kind of cool.